producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks. This is the very first Friday in December. And Christmas is actually 3 weeks from today. I don't know if that puts fear in your heart, but it certainly sends a little chill down my, down my spine. In spite of Johnny Mathis. I talked yesterday, Shane, about about the fact that one of the stations around here has been playing Christmas carols for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we've got one of those too.
Is kind of fun, and I'm about to sort of think, okay, I'd just as soon have rap or something going on.
Right, crazy.
But there's something about Johnny Mathis singing "Oh Holy Night," and I tell the story of being in an elevator with him years ago, and just turning to him and I said, "Would you mind singing? Because I'm really used to you in an elevator."
Oh, cool.
Which I thought was incredibly humorous. He did not so much. Did you know he's 80 years old?
Wow, he's aged well. I think I saw him actually just recently, and he didn't look that old. Yeah.
No, I know, and he's kind of one of those ageless faces. When he was fairly young, he looked. I mean, he never really looked.
Super young,
but he doesn't really look old either. Right, I think that's what one should try for is you don't really look really young, but you really don't. Yeah, you really age pretty well.
Still look like you've got some wisdom in you, but you look young.
Gray
enough,
hair
though.
Here or there.
Yeah, right.
A little Grecian formula. All right, today is a faux fur Friday.
Ah.
I don't know why faux fur actually. Yeah, it could be. It couldn't be true pelt. It could be, we don't have any holidays that start, or any days of the week that start with A. It could be mostly Motley Monday, I suppose.
I like
truly,
it.
Truly, I was trying to find some word, truly terrific Tuesday. How about wild woolly Wednesday?
Yeah, nice.
All right, well, Thursday we can pass as the same as Tuesday for Friday. And, seriously, what could we make it? Seriously, Sirius Sable Saturday.
Ooh.
Which would be the same as Sunday.
Yeah. Nice.
These are, of course, I'm making these up as I go along, so don't judge me too harshly.
Yeah.
There we go. And International Sweater Festival, which apparently there's this new thing. Did you know about this? I actually knew about it because I went to a party last year, and I don't think it was Seinfeld. But that's another thing, Festivus. But ugly sweaters.
That's kind of the new thing, isn't it? The new rage.
Yeah, and you're supposed to pay the minimum amount of money for them. I think Kmart has them and Walmart has them. And I actually saw someone, one of the things about being connected on the internet is people send you all these things. I mean, it was really charming that, I got this really heartfelt birthday wish from Delta, which really changed my life.
Yeah, right.
Joy, we just want to wish you thank you so much. So maybe we could do, I guess we can't really do pictures about the ugliest sweater. How about you could describe the ugliest sweater and you can send us a picture if you want.
Yeah, we could have people send
on Facebook. All right, send us your ugliest sweater. We, in our family, we had started this, we were clearly ahead of the curve because, somehow I think it was my brother, had bought and I don't know if he did this ironically or not. I'm not good at irony. And he bought this navy blue sweater at Goodwill. And it was one of those ones that I think the military has waxed wool. Do you know about that?
Yes. Yep.
So it's water repellent.
Right.
And it's very warm. And it feels terrible to the touch. And it weighs about the same as the specific gravity of lead. Or something.
Exactly.
And it's very heavy.
Scratchy and heavy, yes.
Yeah. And lasts forever and waterproof. And I think no self-respecting moth would get anywhere near it.
Yeah, right.
And for some reason, I think he sent it to my other brother. I can't remember exactly what the scenario was, but that sweater got passed around. And one of my sisters, in a moment of sheer idiocy, you can tell she's not exactly Martha Stewart. We haven't heard about Martha Stewart in years, have we? Never mind.
Yeah, interesting.
Ever since she went to the Slammer, some of her appeal is sort of worn off a little bit.
Right.
But they washed it. And so it came out, again, about the same specific gravity as lead, about... So it was about maybe four, 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches, and you literally couldn't lift it. So, and it was so ugly, and it got passed around.
That's funny.
So, yeah, so this was before. It had not nary a reindeer on it, no snowflakes. No slogans, no nothing. Although last year, I actually ended up, under strange circumstances, feeding the homeless on Thanksgiving in Harlem. Which was actually kind of a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. The strangest thing was riding the train up, because I assumed that there would be nobody on the train in, on Christmas Day, which was not true.
Right.
It was very crowded.
Yeah.
And people gave me their seat, and I couldn't figure out if it's because I was the only sort of white face on it. I was the only one probably over the age of about 20.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me a seat, and I was, if it was because I was white, I wasn't going to take it.
Right.
And I suppose if it's because I was old, I shouldn't have taken it. But so, and I think I had reindeer antlers on or something like that.
Nice.
And my kind of thing on stuff like that is to say, oh, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. And I think I decided that it was such an uncomfortable situation for everybody, including me. I just decided to ignore it. I was stupid and cheerful and wished everybody a Merry Christmas.
Go.
And they applauded when I got off.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's because they thought I was cool or because they were just so glad that I was not a part of their lives anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point of this entire story was that one of the guys had a reindeer skull on his sweater.
Oh, wow. Really?
Which I said was wildly inappropriate for Christmas.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow.
You know, the day after maybe, but Rudolph as a skull.
Yeah, yikes.
I took a picture. Well, I think I, yeah, so.
I received a quote-unquote ugly sweater last year for the holiday, and I'm quite fond of it, actually. It has a Sasquatch, or you know, like the classic, that photograph of Bigfoot walking through the mountains. Yeah, it's got that, basically, as a picture on the front.
Well, it doesn't seem very festive, but, you know, have a little Santa Claus hat or something?
No, but it's got, like, some, Christmas decoration type things at the top and the bottom.
Fair enough. Well, and it seems to be, so let's put up on Facebook, do you have an ugly sweater? You can send us a picture, but you have to also be able to describe it, or we'll describe it or something.
Yep.
Right?
Perfect.
And apparently today is also Santa's list day, so I suppose we could put that up, is make up your list, and we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that that we will deliver it to Santa.
So what's what's on your wish, Santa's list this year, Joy?
I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll have to think about it. I suppose my mom is still okay, so I would certainly put that on the list.
Mm-hmm,
I've had kind of, just continuing to stay relatively healthy. As I said, I've had kind of a weird year. For someone who's wildly healthy, I had contact dermatitis for almost 6 months, and nobody could figure out what was causing it.
Uh-huh.
And I went to three different dermatologists. I had four different biopsies. And nobody could, and they had all these wild diagnoses, which I knew were completely wrong.
Right, right.
And I finally, literally, at 3 o'clock in the morning when I woke up, straight in bed and thought, I know what it is.
Okay.
And took care of it, which was kind of one of those both humbling and sort of gratifying experiences, is that you always know your body better than anybody else. And I just figured out by process of elimination what it had to be. And they were, and it cost, I mean, a serious amount of money going to all these doctors and biopsies.
Oh, I can imagine,
all these horrible, scary diagnosed sarcoid and lupus. And I said, no. Because, you know, the nice thing about having gone to medical school and not practicing is that you don't narrow your focus.
Right.
You keep the sort of general. So that was when I had contact dermatitis till almost June.
Oh, man.
Which means there's a lot of things you can't do. Like, you can't exercise because sweating is just
right.
not a possibility.
Well, yep.
Then I was coming out of that. I broke two toes.
Oh, really? I didn't know
clumsiness.
That.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
boy.
It was, yeah, and I heard them crack, so that was not good.
Oh, yes.
And then I think partially because I broke the two toes, I threw my back out. So... For a huge amount of this year, I have been, not
kind of
sick,
out of
but
sorts.
Incapacitated. Yeah. Hmm. So, I'm very grateful of the fact that the underlying, body basically works pretty well. So I guess that would be on my list, is that for mom to stay healthy and happy, and for me to stay healthy and happy. I know that's not very Santa Claus-y, but that's the wish.
I like them.
All righty, 855-993-7567. I'll tell you what's going on in history. I'll tell you everything. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And I thought, well, I'd tell you a little bit about the day in history just because I just think they're kind of cool. There does seem to be some resonance through the years that certain things happen on certain days. This one, in 1783, at Francis Tavern in New York City, which is just several blocks from my house, I actually am supposed to be there on Sunday, George Washington bid farewell to his officers. So that's what I'll do is I'll bid farewell. I don't have any officers. 1783, though. Think about that for a moment. 1791, the first edition of The Observer, the world's first Sunday newspaper, is published. 1791. 1867, Minnesota farmer Oliver Hudson Kelly founds the Order of the Patrons of Husbandry, better known today as the Grange. Do you know about that?
No, Grange. Yeah, interesting.
In 1881, the first edition of the L.A. Times was published. Wow. Somehow you don't think of L.A. as being that old. 1906, Alpha Phi Alpha, the first black intercollegiate Greek-lettered fraternity, was found at Cornell in Ithaca.
Yeah, interesting.
This is for Manny. In 1909, Canadian football, the first Grey Cup game was played. University of Toronto Varsity Blues defeat the Toronto Parkdale Canoe Club.
Yes.
26-6. It was a rout.
Yeah, I'm an NFL fan, but I have not been able to get into the CFL. No offense, Canadian listeners. I have, you know, nothing against
them. Now we're getting in trouble.
Yeah, right.
All right, 1918, Woodrow Wilson sails for the World War One peace talks in Versailles. Pamela, I'll be with you in 1 second. Versailles is always been important to me because when I was in eighth grade, I had to give a report in Mr. Mason's class, and I had pronounced it Versailles because I'd never heard it.
Yeah.
I'd only seen it. I had never heard it pronounced. And he said it's Versailles, and I said, clearly being ahead of my time, whatever. And he laid me out in lavender.
He said,
people died there. You should. So, which was a little inappropriate on his part, but I mean, he was right, but it was a little overreaction. Besides, if you've never seen, if you've never heard Versailles, both if you've seen it and heard it at the same time,
yeah,
it's
you'd
not
never
obvious.
Know. Yep, yep.
All right, so there, Mr. Mason, wherever you are.
Yeah.
1945, by a vote of 65-7, the Senate approved the United States participation in the UN. And I actually know what date the UN was established because it's on my birthday. It's October 24th, 1945.
That's cool.
In 1954, the first Burger King is opened in Miami. Did you know?
Wow, I never would have expected it to be from there.
Miami,
would have figured maybe Chicago
California,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
1991, Terry Anderson is released after 7 years in captivity as a hostage in Beirut. He is the last and longest-held American hostage in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. I interviewed him.
Did you really? Really?
He was a man without bitterness. He was an extraordinary person. And I don't know who he was before that, so I don't know if that sense of grace and serenity came as a result of 7 years in captivity.
Or if he was,
and he had some hair-raising stories, but he was really a charming man. And as I said, without bitterness, which, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could be in captivity for 7 years. What can I tell you?
Right. Ready?
855-993-7569. Pamela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Did you ever say what caused your contact dermatitis?
I didn't. I can tell you.
Yes, please.
It was actually a mattress pad.
Oh.
And it didn't even, I went through everything I could think of. I went through clothing. I went through laundry detergent. I went through soap. I went through whether I'd bought a new outfit or something and worn it that had sizing in it. I worried about food allergies. I went through everything I could think of, and I woke. I bought some new sheets, so there were a whole lot of possible triggers. But I finally woke up at the middle of the night and thought it has to be this. And in the middle of the night, I will tell you the rest of the story. It was very the dermatitis was very heat sensitive, and I tend to be I don't thermoregulate very well. I'm always too warm, and so the warmer I would get, the more it would. It was all over my body. It wasn't, it wasn't like earrings or something, the mercury in your fillings. I went through everything I possibly could have, and as I said, when I got warm, it would really flare up. It was all over my hands and my legs and my trunk and every place, my face. And I woke up, as I said, bolt upright in the middle of the night and thought, this is what it has to be. And I stripped. I mean, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I stripped the bed. And I should have put on rubber gloves, because if this was true and I was about to be handling it, this was not a very good idea. But, it's the middle of the night. So I packed it all up and put it in a box and put it in a closet. And sure enough, the next day I'm covered with the dermatitis. But then, and it took a while to go away, because I'd had it at that moment for about 6 months. I can tell you the day that I noticed it. And so that's what it was. So for those of you who are very sensitive and understand, the dermatitis is a histamine moderated response. So you're not necessarily born with it. You can develop it. And there was clearly something in, I think it's probably the foam rubber, somehow that they treated it. We actually did an interview with a guy who's done a documentary called Stink. And a lot of people are allergic to fragrances and things, but they're also, as he points out in the documentary and in the interview we did with him, that when you buy things that say fragrance on them, they don't have to tell you what's in the fragrance. And it can be preservatives. It can be, most of us are allergic to formaldehyde, which, of course, I found out in medical school. But all sorts of things and combinations of things. So that's what it was. It was a mattress pad.
Okay. Because I'm very sensitive to odors. And
yep.
A lot of hand lotions I can't use because they actually make my hands dry.
Yeah.
Just kind of shut things off.
You should really look. And one of the problems is most of us do look at labels. But as this documentary points out, if you look at stuff and it says fragrance on it, they don't have to, they can say it's proprietary, so they don't have to tell you what's in the fragrance. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want, and I've learned, I have to get laundry detergent. I accidentally bought some laundry detergent that had a scent in it. I took it back and said, I need to get the scent-free stuff. I don't want fragrance in anything.
Well, I've even noticed fragrance-free has an odor for me. I can still smell that.
What does?
Fragrance-free, like fragrance-free laundry detergent.
Well, there's probably something in it, but at least that's not... the idea about fragrance is usually added to cover up the smell of something else.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to make it more appealing to the consumer, which is essentially the same thing. So I agree with you. I think you just have to experiment. And I notice, like, some antiperspirants I'm allergic to. A lot of people are, because there are aluminum salts in a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would really be nice. Somebody is going to make a lot of money. Maybe it's going to be you, Pamela, who's going to figure out a way of testing it. It needs to have somebody who either has access to a lab or a chemical background to find things that are completely inert so that there's no reaction to them at all. Now, obviously, if you're using a laundry detergent, the laundry detergent has to interact. It has to make mixed micelles so they actually will take the dirt away. So you need something that is only chemically active on the specific job that it's designed to do and has no other effects, which is going to be difficult. Remember the Julianna Moore movie about the fact she was allergic to everything? She had to be in a tent?
No, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, well, it won't make you feel more comfortable, or at least it didn't make me feel. So, yeah, listen, kiddo, see if you can find things that have no fragrance, where fragrance isn't listed, because they have to list everything else that's in it. And then you can figure out at least what you may or may not be allergic to. All righty?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. My wife and I listen to your program very regularly, and we have a disagreement between us. After many years of working hard and saving as much as we could, we bought a summer home over in Europe, and we have a disagreement between the two of us as to whether or not it's appropriate to charge our children a relatively small amount for the use of this if they want to use it for a vacation.
All right. Where's the house, just out of curiosity?
In France.
Okay. How much does it cost on a yearly basis to maintain it?
Between 5 and 10,000 euros.
Okay, well, that's a lot of dollars these days, isn't it? Okay, so let's assume that, let's make it 750 euros a month, because that would be 8,000. And so that sort of splits the difference. 7,500 would split the difference, but I'm much better at figuring, you know, so let's say 750 would be the same. All right, let's say 750 euros, which is about $1,000 a month.
Right.
Okay, a little more than that. So how many kids do you have?
Three.
How long have you had the house?
A couple of years.
How often do they use it?
Well, one of the boys used it last year for 2 weeks, and my son and his wife used it for a couple of weeks last year as well.
Okay.
And they didn't pay anything at the time, and I just felt that it wasn't unreasonable to ask them to contribute towards the running costs.
Well, let me tell you something that might work better, because the problem about that they're gonna take umbrage at it. If one of your next door neighbors was gonna borrow, would you charge them?
If we wouldn't, we're not renting it commercially, but if somebody, a friend, wanted to use it, we would charge them. Yeah.
And how much would you charge them?
Probably 100 euros a day, 125 a day, which for the apartment where it is located is, I don't think is unreasonable in relation to hotel costs and things like that.
You know what would probably, I mean, the answer is you can do whatever you want to do. It's your place. The problem is that you're going to run afoul of your kids. So let's figure out, I mean, there are a couple of ways to do it. One of the ways to get you out of this bind completely is to figure out what time you want to be there, and then give the rest of it to some kind of management company who can rent it for you, and they'll charge somebody. So when your kids want to do it, then they just go through the rental agent, and you don't have to worry about it. So that's one possibility for if you want to rent. I mean, because you're probably not there very often, right?
We're there for a few months of the year.
Well, that's it. So, I mean, but the point is, if you're there for, let's say, 3 months, that there are 9 months where it's, you know, it's lies fallow, as it were.
Right.
Give it to an agent. Let them charge something for it.
Well, we don't want to rent it commercially.
Well, okay, but, I mean, that's still not, it gets you, you know, even if it's one of the neighbors who does it, I mean, it certainly gets you out of having to charge your kids because somebody else will charge your kids.
Right.
Another way of doing it might be to say to the kids, I mean, because for 2 weeks, you're talking that's 14 days, that's $1,400. That may be a lot to them. I mean, and it may be that it's less than a hotel, but they wouldn't stay in a hotel. So it may be what you do, and there are a couple ways of doing it. One is to sort of suggest to each of the kids that they pay a certain amount of money every year, essentially as a timeshare, and that they can then reserve, you know, the time. And if they do it on a yearly basis, it may feel less odious than sort of saying, okay, it's going to charge, or I'm going to charge you $1,400 to stay there, because that may be a lot for them. So that's one possibility, just charge everybody. A second possibility would be to give them little certificates that are good for staying there for in lieu of birthday presents, either cash or gifts, because that way that they're getting something of value and you're saving a little bit of money because you're not buying them stuff, and that way they can accumulate, you know, that you could give them, for example, a couple of free days or a weekend at the chateau in France for an anniversary or a wedding or a birthday or
right.
an anniversary, and that way they're feeling it's valuable and it's not really coming out of your pocket because you've saved whatever money you're going to do on a gift. The third possibility is to say, you know, to send a blast to everybody saying, you know, we've got this place and so many people have asked if they could rent it from us that we've decided that yes, the answer is you can rent it for us and for, you know, and we'll give, this is the rate, and family members get 75% off.
Right.
Because, I mean, so that at least they feel that they're getting a better deal than everybody else. The question is the money that you're going to get from this worth the antagonism it's going to cost? And that's what you really, I mean, there's certainly no objection to, I mean, you know, as a straight money deal. But, I mean, it's like your kids ask if they came and stayed with you over the weekend, would you charge them to stay with you?
Well, since it's in Europe, they, if they go, they're going to have to go from North America for 2 or 3 weeks at least. And, you know, you've always indicated that, you know, there comes a point in time when children should stand on their own feet.
Well, yeah, but Bob, this is I mean, don't make apples and you know, circus clowns together. They're not the same.
Okay.
If they were, I'm just saying, if they came to visit you for 2 weeks, you wouldn't charge them. You wouldn't charge them room and board. If they go there, what they're feeling is the reason they go there is because it's free.
Right.
All right? What you're saying is it's not free to us. What they're saying is you have to pay it whether we're there or not. What difference does it make to you?
Right.
So, I mean, if I were going to do it, I'd probably, as I said, I think the most viable thing to do is to either give it to them as gifts so that they value it, and that way you're, you know, whatever money that you would have bought them for, you know, their whatever anniversary or birthday or whatever goes into the chateau fund, and so that you're offsetting it.
Right.
Or to sort of send an email blast to everybody saying, hey, we've got the chateau, here's some pictures, that we're willing to rent it to friends for 100 euros a day, and family gets 50% off.
Right.
But otherwise, I mean, the thing is that any money, first of all, you're going to have a hard time collecting the money. They're going to be furious with you, and they're probably not going to use it.
Right.
Because their argument is, it's there anyway, it's just lying there, at least, you know, no one will break into it while we're there.
Right.
So
okay.
You hear, it's not that I'm against it. I'm just saying you're going to run into more trouble than it's worth, and you'll have a hard time collecting the money.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the practicality, not the morality. The morality is yours. You can do anything you want. Practicality is, it's not going to work. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Susan. How are you?
My son is 7. He's almost 8. He'll be 8 in May. And he's the kind of boy that doesn't, like, if he gets in trouble or something, he doesn't tell you right away. You have to, like, hear it from his teacher or something. But he doesn't get in trouble too much, like once per year or something. Anyways,
yeah.
That's not the problem. I'm just telling you a little bit about his personality.
Okay.
He's very smart, bright, good in school, you know, good grades and everything. The other day we were cleaning under his bed. And me and his dad found 2 magazines for Victoria's Secret, and you know they have lingeries and
yeah.
So we didn't think that he'll be interested in this stuff at this specific age. So we want to know, like, is this normal at this age? And if it is, how should we approach him? And talk?
Well, it's a good question, isn't it? You know, the notion is that somehow there's a latency period between about 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
When kids begin, you know, because they're in school for the first time and they are with age mates who are the opposite sex, so they begin to be aware of the opposite sex around 5 or 6, and then it goes away until the teenage years around 13. And a lot of people who think that latency period is an adult sort of notion that has nothing to do with children. And I get phone calls all the time about an 8-year-old who will grab, you know, babysitters or nursing moms or an aunt or somebody's breast. So, I mean, I think that kids are bombarded by sexual images earlier and earlier. And I think that they also sort of, that they mimic behavior that they don't necessarily understand. What I would do is I would tell him that you found the under the bed, and my guess is he's going to tell you that an older boy gave it to him and he's just holding them. And that may or may not be true, but I think it's certainly time to explain to your child about the difference between males and females and about sex. And I mean, hopefully he's, you know, at least 300 years away from acting out his sexuality, but he has questions about it at this moment, so I think that talking with him about it, not making him feel guilty, helping him understand. And it may be, again, kids are sexual earlier now than they used to be for a whole lot of reasons. We know that girls hit puberty earlier than they used to. Used to be at the time of Romeo and Juliet, presumably, that you hit puberty around 19. And now we know that kids hit puberty, little girls, at 12 is average, 11 is not unusual, and the heavier the girl, the more likely it is. So you're having girls who are getting periods and breasts and pubic hair at 8 or 9 or 10. I think if that's happening to girls, which is more obvious, that it's probably happening to boys as well. So rather than panic about it, I would say, I found the magazines, explain to me about this without sort of calling him on the carpet and making him feel guilty about it and see what he says.
Okay, yeah, okay. I mean, they're from the house. I recently started ordering from Victoria's Secret, so they're mine, but I put them somewhere and he found them.
Well, but he just may be curious. I mean, I'd ask him about it, and I think you could say to him, look, it's okay for you to look at them, but I mean, I would see if you could get some explanation from him without making him feel intensely guilty, but also explain to him what, I think it's certainly time to explain to him a little bit about sexuality and what your rules are and what he can expect and yada yada.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-993-7569. So we don't get, well, actually, you know what I was going to do? I was going to do an email here, but I just had this story that I thought was so cool, and we were talking a little bit about hidden dangers. Like my mattress pad gave me contact dermatitis. Yep. Who would have thought it? Okay, here's another. So I thought we'd put up on Facebook. Can you mention any hidden danger? We were talking about mattress pads and Barbie dolls. All right. So here's the new Barbie doll. You know that the new Barbie costs $75. and it's internet connected. Okay? So I'm not sure exactly why you'd want to connect your Barbie doll to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it turns out that the connection allows attackers to cut through security protections and access recordings of children's conversation with Barbie.
Right to your kids. Oh, yikes.
Mm. Okay, so now Barbie is naughty. Naughty Barbie. And maybe that has to do with the Victoria's Secret catalog as well. Maybe not.
Could be.
They said that a researcher found this out about a week ago. He said he discovered a flaw that would potentially allow hackers to pinpoint home addresses of doll owners. Now, it seemed to me, to be quite honest, if I'm a hacker sitting around, my first thought of where I'm going to hack is probably not a Barbie doll, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying, you know, that pickpockets supposedly will get a microphone and say, all right, check to make sure that your wallet's still there so they know where your wallet is. This seems to me to fall into that category of, you know, I'm sitting around saying, all right, I could hack the Pentagon, Citibank, Bank of America, Target, Walmart,
or a Barbie
Amazon, or Barbie dolls. I don't know. Right. I don't think it's going to be in my top 10.
Right. Kind of like, the same thing that applies to the big scare with these hackers jumping into your kids' baby monitors that went around. I don't know if you heard about that, but that was a big deal.
Oh, wow.
About a year ago. But
well,
apparently,
well, look, anything that works on radio waves.
Right. Exactly.
It, right?
Yeah, it's not difficult.
Can you say Prince Charles?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. So apparently, hackers stole information from more than 6.5 million children who use the Learning Lodge app store for VTech toys.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
The company has since hired a high-profile cybersecurity incident response team to deal with the aftermath. So the question is, I'll tell you what the good news and bad news is about this. And the bad news is that everything is susceptible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The good news is, so buy your kid something that's not technology
exactly.
related. How about a yo-yo?
Yeah, simple fix. Yeah, buy them a puzzle.
Lego.
Legos. Yeah. There you go.
All right,
I like that. Yeah.
Apparently, Toy Talk is the software manufacturer for Hello Barbie. It set up a bug bounty program about 2 weeks ago to streamline reporting from any other researchers looking into the doll's software. they're saying that the company built in security features from the very beginning and had a cybersecurity company audit the toy before taking it to market. Well, honey, what can I tell you? Not good enough.
We're living in such an interesting time, Joy.
Isn't
I mean,
it?
You can't really make this stuff up. And if you were to somehow transport back in time and tell this same story to ourselves 15, 20 years ago,
we would have said it was ridiculous science fiction.
Yeah, right.
It would have gotten a zero credibility.
Exactly.
It says that the way Hello Barbie works seems magical. Children talk with Barbie, and her necklace lights up to show she's listening.
Hmm.
Maybe we can get that for guys. I don't
know.
The
new tool. Exactly. Yeah.
Have them wear a necklace, and it'll show that he's listening.
There you go.
I think that, I mean, I don't even care if somebody hacks into that. Then she talks back. Behind the scenes, the doll wirelessly communicates with a companion app and Toy Talk service on the internet. So the hack on the doll's software, I mean, it occurs to me that more than that, I mean, you could sort of say terrible things to your...
Remember
Soupy Sales who said, go and get the pictures of the presidents in your parents' wallet and send it to me? I mean, I think everybody's thinking, well, they could talk dirty.
Yeah, right.
Talk dirty, nothing. They could say... Go into your parents' wallet.
Yeah, and get them. Yeah,
or
right.
send us the number on the credit card.
Yikes! Yeah, I was in the camp that was thinking about the pedophiles coming through or something. But
I'm thinking.
Great point.
Look, if I'm going to hack, I don't want to talk dirty. I want money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. They said apparently this guy who hacked into it, he opened up one Hello Barbie doll and he hacked it. The toy became a gateway for him to send signals wirelessly to other Hello Barbies connected to the internet.
Oh my goodness!
So all you need is access to one. The Blue Box researchers have found flaws in the companion app as well as Toy Talk's website account service. They could potentially take the voice recordings and reconstruct it as the child recorded it. The good news is that the flaws are easy to fix. Both Tech Talk and the security researchers said, well, what are they going to say? Okay, bring it back?
Right.
And so far, there aren't indications that hackers have actually used the bugs to intrude on real-life children at play. The flaws were not exactly direct paths to Hello Barbie's beating heart. Not all internet-connected dolls are made similarly. My friend Kayla Doll also talks with children, but she doesn't record conversations or send recordings to the cloud like Barbie does. I can remember, like, 20 years ago they had one that you would talk into the doll, and the doll would record your voice and talk back.
Yeah, I think I had toys
that. That was just a little recording.
Yeah, I had toys that did that as a kid.
Yeah. Apparently, somebody tried to hack Kayla. Came up with a few flaws that required hackers to get physical access to the doll or at least get very close. He made Kayla respond to him with some foul comments, my personal favorite, that's your personal favorite, which did get some negative attention for the doll. Researchers need physical access to Kayla as opposed to Barbie, and the doll wasn't susceptible to attacks over the internet. Kayla was basically the subject of a tech prank. For Barbie, not so much. So let's put up on the... We have a lot of stuff on Facebook today. One is unexpectedly negative consequences of something. As I said, I mean, this mattress pad was really comfy because it would take a regular mattress and make it like one of those really fancy, incredibly expensive ones. You just had to not be allergic to it. Oops. I actually went on their website, and it turns out it wasn't just me. I mean, after I figured it out, because I thought, well, maybe this is something.
Usually those things, it seems like,
If one person's sensitive, you're probably going to have more than one.
Yeah.
So hello, Barbie. But, I mean, wasn't part of the fun of playing with a doll, of imagining what the doll would say, as opposed to having your doll talk back to you?
That's what I think, too. And I'll tell you what, as a parent who has kids growing up in this most recent generation, I've thought that ever since my daughters are teenagers now, but that's when you really started to see these toys that they made their own noises and they had their own lights and their own actions and all this. And I kind of always have thought it takes away all of the creativity of playing with these toys, you know?
Yeah, and you sort of arrange the tea parties, and all you need is Barbie saying, you know, no, I want decaf. I mean, what is that?
Right, you know?
I don't think we need that. Yeah, I'm not. And I suppose this falls into the category of benign things that aren't so benign, except nobody thinks they're benign. It turns out pesticides are as bad for kids' lungs as cigarette smoke. I don't think that is much
That's
of
not
a
surprising.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Anything that makes you cough, I think, is basically not very good for you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.